Hello.
Aloha, John. Ikomo mai to Kapu'aupi from the island of Watsonville, California. How's it?
Oh, it's good.
Good. How's the weather there?
It's nice. It's not too hot. We have some trade winds blowing in, so sunny, clear skies, the usual.
Sounds excellent. John, I'm so honored to have this opportunity to talk with you. I've been a longtime fan, listening to your music since about 1999.
thank you for making me feel old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Let's see, Jake Shimabukuro and Lapaka Cologne began recording about 10 years ago as the group Pure Heart.
Yes.
Tell us about how you got your music career started.
Well, you know, Jake and I were, you know, everyone asks this question. It's always the geekiest story I have, but Jake and I were in student government together, and so that's how we met in high school. And then when Jake started working at House of Music in Alamon Center, it's not there anymore, but he met Lapaka. We all started getting together to play, and just kind of went from there, you know? It was a homegrown band.
It's not a geeky story.
It is. You know, I was like, how do you guys meet? Oh, we were in student government.
Well, and speaking of performing, you do have a concert coming up here locally next Wednesday at Don Quixote's.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Pardon me?
Looking forward to it.
Good. I know lots of our listeners are. The show is going to be at 7:30. If anybody out there wants to buy tickets, you can phone 603-2294 or buy them on the web at donquixotesmusic.com. And let's see, to buy your music, we can buy your latest CD on your website?
No, actually, my website has been designated for my day job that I currently do, but where I direct people for the CD is cdbaby.com.
cdbaby.com.
It's an independent website that sells you know, all kinds of artists, from folk singers to Hawaiian music and world and all that kind of stuff. It also can be found on iTunes,
okay.
So if you just want to download it to your iPod, that's great as well.
Okay, fantastic. So let's see, if we talk about your CDs and your career, you've got two CDs that Pure Heart recorded.
Yes.
Then you did one with Justin Young in 2000.
Yes.
And tell us about recording with Justin Young.
It was great. Justin was still here in Honolulu at the time, and at that time he had just left his record label. So actually met Justin before Pure Heart even came out with our first CD, and we had always been friends and stuff, so it just seemed the timing was right. Pure Heart was at that point done. I wasn't really doing anything. He wasn't doing anything, so we just thought, well, let's get together and see what we can come up with. So that's the brainchild of that experience.
So it was a good collaboration.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hodgepodge because we ended up doing like reggae and Hawaiian and all kinds of different. There was no theme to the CD, you know. It was just whatever we felt like doing at the time. But it was fun. It was a good learning experience.
Good. And is that one still available?
That one you can also find on CD Baby, yes.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you recorded with Dennis and David Kamakahi and Mike Ka'ava.
Yes.
And you did some original music on, what, two CDs?
Yeah, we had Crossroads and the sequel for Na'o'ivi, which is a band that we put together. I was originally just supposed to be a bass player, but somehow I ended up getting some of my own stuff on there, but it was good.
Oh, I'm sure they heard you sing and said, okay,
this
guy's got to sing.
Yeah, but I was more just excited to play the bass because I always wanted to do that, and then I was like, oh, you know, everybody else can do the singing, that's great, and then I ended up singing, so.
Excellent. But. And let's see, your latest CD is John Yamasato, and the title of the CD is One.
Yes.
As in, this is the first CD?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, one of many, and even with the Pure Heart, we did one and two and 2.5. So I'm just starting that over again with one, but just haven't been able to have enough time to get out and get some new material for a two or a three. hopefully going to be doing that soon, but I did have a best of come out that does have some of the Pure Heart music on it, and right now just promoting that.
Good. So let's talk a little bit about the music from your latest CD, One.
Yeah.
You wrote a song entitled The Way It Should Be.
Yeah.
So tell us what the unbelievable song story is behind The Way It Should Be.
Oh, well, you know, that song was, I wrote that in college, and it was one of those, like, you know, girl dumps you, you're sad.
Oh.
Kind of nonsense. But good news is that I found someone else.
Well, good to hear.
That's a happy ending.
I guess that was a bad thing to ask.
And I got a good song out of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And let's see, Crazy About You, it's the closing song on the One CD. And
yes.
You also recorded it on Pure Heart's first CD.
Yes.
And so talk some about the ability to have control over your own music and...
Yeah, that was a big thing for me for a long time. You know, when most bands, I mean, when you get started in recording and whatnot, you're just excited to get your music out there. You don't know what you're doing. We were the same way, and we signed away the legal rights to our master tapes. And so basically you lose control over what can be done with your music, and then later on you kind of regret it. You want to go back. So I started on this one CD. I was thinking at some point I wanted to re-record some of the favorite Pure Heart stuff that you know, is kind of gone at this point because the Pure Heart is discontinued. It's not out there anymore. And so that was the whole reason for that song. And my plan was to really just go back. I still can go back and, you know, I deal a lot with Lopaka still, so he was nice enough to come and play on some of the stuff and, you know, try to get that feeling back.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Yep.
So, and John, let's see, you play slack key guitar, bass
yep.
guitar, the ukulele, and then you have this most incredible voice. Were you singing in the shower when you were a keiki?
You know, I kind of remember when I was really little, I used to like to sing the Star Spangled Banner. I don't remember if I was any good. I remember singing it, but, you know, then your voice changes, and I went through a period where I couldn't sing at all. And then, you know, then in the end it just comes out of necessity. I mean, Jake and Lopaka both didn't sing, so someone had to do it. And
well,
that's kind of how it happened. I mean, I did go to voice lessons for quite a while and worked on it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's very enjoyable to say the least.
Great.
My kai.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and definitely at Don Quixote's, we're going to try to throw some vocals, and I know I'm... The show is with two great instrumentalists, you know, so a lot of it is going to be ukulele, you know, demonstrations of great ukulele skills, but we'll get some vocal songs in there, too.
Well, good, good. Let's see, so I have a quick personal story, but it's directly related to you, so I'm going to digress.
Okay.
So one afternoon in the very recent past, I was on my Stairmaster getting some exercise, and I had my iPod on, and I'm listening to Pure Heart. And, you know, I'm just listening and getting all into it. And so when I finished, I went and found my husband, Jeff. And I said, Jeff, if we win the lottery, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call John Yamasada, Lopaka Cologne, the Shima Bakuros, the Cruises, and Keoki Kahamoku. And I'm going to get them to record as a group.
Oh, man. You know, that I've always been a huge fan of the Cruises.
Well, how many millions would it take?
I don't know. I think Jake's making a pretty good penny. It'd be hard to bribe him.
Yeah, we'd have to cut a deal with Sony, I guess.
Yeah, that would be your biggest obstacle, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, John, you obviously have a desire to record quality Hawaiian music, and you just said you're fans of the Cruises. Who isn't? But, you know, you look at the guest artists on your recordings, and it's really the who's who in Hawaiian recording. So, I mean, you guys are neighbors. You went to high school with Jake. How do how do you get to know everybody?
You know, when you get into the music scene down here, at least, very quickly you get to meet a lot of people. It's a very small community. You don't think it is, but But the amount of gigs we were doing back in the, when I was doing this full time, I mean, you're at every event and you get to bump into everybody. And for the most part, people are very nice, you know, and very open to helping each other out, especially because, well, you know, we're all in this together. And it's just a matter of making the friends and asking them to come out. And I know that most people, including myself, if there's another group that needs help or whatever, we're more than willing to help them out, you know?
Yeah. That's excellent. It's very Hawaiian, really.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I like about the Slacky scene the most, is because those guys especially are the most open and just, hey, how's it going? You know, let's all jam together.
The stories of when you're learning how to play slack key and they won't really teach you, they just say watch, those aren't true?
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't instruct you how to do anything, but they'll go around in the circle and let everybody jam, and if you suck, that's okay. You know, you just try to keep up, and, you know, yeah, but clearly no one stops to lift you up and carry you on your way, you know, you got to keep up.
Yeah. So when Pure Heart disbanded, so to speak, you were, what I heard was, well, no, John's going to go to college, so, and you did.
Yeah.
But you never stopped recording.
I didn't, it always comes to the point where I'm like, okay, this is it. I got to settle down and, you know, I got to get my, and then an opportunity will come my way. I mean, how many people get to record with Dennis Kamakahi?
True.
So, when that came up about, it was like, oh man, I got to do this, you know. So I did that. Then Justin asked, and it's like, oh man, who gets to do? You know, so I did that. And I guess this is the type of person that I can't not do something that's interesting.
Well, I'm glad you're that type of person because you can't stop singing. You'll disappoint too many people.
Well, it's getting harder and harder, you know, as I get older and settling down, and you know, life is just happening.
Yeah, no, it does that, huh?
Yeah.
The first track on Pure Heart's debut CD is "Bring Me Your Cup."
Yeah.
That song is an anthem around our holly.
So really?
It. Yeah, I love it.
Awesome.
So, tell me about how you like it and how you came about to recording that song.
Let's see. I think. Well, I can remember. That's why I just really liked it, the UB40 version.
Mm-hmm.
And then we needed something kind of upbeat, you know, so we started fiddling around with it, and it just became, you know, contrary to what people think, Jake Lepak and I were playing for a good 4 years before we even started recording the first Pure Heart album.
Uh-huh.
We were playing, you know, local coffee shops and weddings and all that kind of stuff, so... At that time, we had an idea of what songs people liked, what songs people didn't. And that was one that you know, people liked, so we ended up using it. But I have a good story about that one. Because UB40 was here in concert on the Big Island, and I guess they heard it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And because I know the guy that was driving them around, and then they heard it, they're like, wow, what is that, you know? And so they're like, can we get a copy of that CD? And at that time, it was out of print already.
Uh-huh.
So he burned his own copy and gave it to them, so they have it. They have it.
Ah, excellent.
And they liked it. I was like, yes.
Well, in prepping for our interview today, I'm looking at liner notes and stuff, and I've listened to that song over and over loud with headphones on, and I could never figure out the lyrics. And there I open up the jewel case and start reading, and there they are. The sup, and I don't have it written down here. I can't remember what it is, but I cracked up because now that is not what I thought. So that was a good laugh for me.
Oh, great!
Well, we really look forward to your concert next week.
Yeah, it would be nice because I haven't been to. I don't think I've ever been to Northern California to play.
We'll bring some good weather with you.
Oh, is it bad up there right now?
No, actually, it's fine. And where your performance is in Felton, it's beautiful and warm in the Redwoods. It's a great place. You'll really like it.
Oh, great.
So,
I'm traveling with Herb, so basically I just tell them to stick me in the car and wherever we end up, that's where we are.
Yeah, Herb knows where he's going.
Yeah.
Well, mahalo for taking the time to share yourself with the Ohana de Watsonville Kapu LP.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
If you have time when you're in town, you're always welcome at the station. You can come and play a few songs live.
Oh.
You can sing. We'll give you all the time you want. But most importantly, you can add your signature to the back of the bathroom door.
Oh, okay.
That's a tradition.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. Hey, thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.